Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
No weather warning of any heavy rain for today. Isolated showers and thundershowers are forecast for parts of Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest, and it will become hot in the northwest. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 28, Joburg 25, Mbombela 29, Emalahleni 23, and Polokwane high of 24 degrees.
There seems to be reports of protesting happening in Benoni on Van Dyke Road in the Watville area. You can expect delays and diversions there.
The matric class of 2024 has been lauded for setting a new benchmark. They achieved a pass rate of 87.3%, the highest in the country's history. Almost half of these matrics also achieved bachelor passes. The individual matric results are in newspapers today, while the learners can also fetch their statements of results at the schools. And damage from extreme weather in Canada last year pushed the bill facing insurers to an unprecedented $5.9 billion. The Insurance Bureau of Canada warns that events that cause significant destruction are escalating at a shocking rate, and Canada is simply not prepared. The summer of 2024 stands out as the most destructive season in Canadian history for insured losses due to wildfires, floods, and hailstorms. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has strengthened to just under the 19 rand mark to the US dollar after hitting its lowest levels against a buoyant US dollar yesterday. The dollar is stronger against a number of currencies after jumping to its highest levels in more than 2 years. It's fueled by the US job growth data that left traders scaling back on their bets of further interest rates cuts in America. And Asian markets diverged this morning as bargain buying after recent losses played against ongoing worries about the outlook for the global economy and the impact of a second Donald Trump presidency in America. Traders remain concerned that Trump's pledges to cut taxes, regulations, and immigration continue to dampen sentiment, with warnings that the measures will revive inflation. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 99, a euro 19 Rand 45, a pound up to 23 Rand 18 cents, gold at $2,667.46 per fine ounce, Brent crude at $80.62. per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza, back with more news at 7.
Oh, plenty of cricket at the moment. Reza Hendricks and George Linder at their best as they lifted my Cape Town to a convincing 33-run win over the Paarl Royals of the Betway SA20 at Newlands yesterday. Andrich Nurkia back from a broken toe and has been included in the Protea squad for the ICC Champions Trophy scheduled for Pakistan between the 19th of February and the 9th of March. Also back is Lunging Gidi from injury, while Vian Mulder, Tony DeZorzi and Ryan Rickleton will be playing in their first senior ICC event. Rob Walter, the white ball coach, meanwhile, says his team will take guidance from the ICC about whether to take to the field against Afghanistan in the Champions Trophy next month. The ruling Taliban party has been criticized for disbanding the Afghan women's cricket team. It's on to day two of the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic survived a scare, losing the first set to 107th ranked American Nishesh Basavaredi. I don't know that name. And that was on Rod Laver Arena. The Serb remains on track, though, for an 11th Aussie Open and 25th Grand Slam singles title. After that Carlos Alcaraz, a defending champion, also advanced into the second round, Yannick Sinner, while Stefanos Tsitsipas and Nick Kyrgios both fell at the first hurdle, with the combustible ever-combustible Australian going out swearing and in pain.
For him to maintain his focus with the noise.
I'm here now, so I may as well just keep serving.
I've left out the spicy bits. It's a family show. In the women's draw, Iga Swiatek and Coco Gauff powered through with minimum fuss, while two-time Australian Open winner Naomi Osaka also is through. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.